Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Wow. Listening to that forecast, we've got Brittany Merlot coming up. When I walked in today, I said, that's the warmest I've ever felt at just walking down Washington Street.
I mean,
that's at 545.
Yeah, getting the paper. It's humid out there. And what do they say, 100 with the heat index?
Yeah.
That's hot. I don't think it's been that hot all year.
I don't think so.
You can ask Brittany.
We had that one day when I went for that long walk. The heat index was 95 that day. I know that for a fact. Heat index was 95. But when they it's not very often meteorologists around here use the term 100.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I felt a lot warmer than that. Oh, no, the heat index was 96 even. But for them to say 100 coming out like that, that's unusual.
No, it's the first time this year because I don't even think we hit 90 that often this year. But, it's hot, and it's the first day of school.
Yeah. Well, I saw something pop up where we'll ask Brittany about this somewhere in the southwest part of the state where they were talking about having a hot day, it's like a snow day or whatever, and delay the opening of school.
Yeah, if they don't have air, it'd be a little tough to concentrate, I would think. I don't know.
Do any high schools have air? Did you have air?
Yeah.
Air conditioning?
I think we didn't.
We had those huge big windows built in like the 1900s. So you'd open those things, and it's almost like having the whole side of the room open.
I'm thinking we did, but I don't. You know what? I don't even know. I don't remember. I guess this is what I'm saying. I don't remember it being uncomfortably hot in school. So does that mean there was air? Or
yeah, I don't know.
Looks like I'm looking that up for you, John. It looks like down in Milwaukee, a lot of parochial schools.
Okay.
The St. Catharines, the St. Raphaels. There's, I don't know, maybe 20 schools that are staying closed today and tomorrow because of the heat.
That's got to be unprecedented.
Yeah.
I mean,
I suppose a lot of those older schools probably don't have air.
That's what I mean. Yeah. When those things were built.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. When they were built. Anyway, yes, it's hot, 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 hot.
Amazing. Anybody, how was it at the Packer game Sunday?
Saturday. Yeah. I didn't go.
I wouldn't think that would be as bad as yesterday. Yesterday
afternoon. I don't think it was that hot Saturday.
No, I was at Manitowoc yesterday. Was really hot.
Yeah, it was hot yesterday. Everybody's talking about how terrible the weather was going to be at the Packer game. It was actually kind of nice that day.
Yeah, Saturday wasn't bad at all.
And it was overcast, too, which helps a lot.
But yeah.
Yeah, good game.
Yeah,
that's amazing, though. I mean, you talk about, we live in a little bit of stress, but those teams got to go from 90 players to 53.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. Well, that's not like 10 guys are getting laid off. That means I don't know.
But then they do have a practice squad and things like that, so more guys will, they get cut, and then if they don't get claimed by somebody else, they can bring them back for the practice squad.
Isn't it only 10 people?
Yeah, but still, I mean, and that's not a bad paycheck.
It's not a bad paycheck, but it's nothing like you're playing.
No, but the one thing, the one thing you came out of the preseason with, though, is the
special
kicker.
Teams, yeah.
Do we still go with him when he missed that last one? We had a kid the other night in the game I did, the Preble game, Preble against Oshkosh West.
Oh, yeah.
Kid for Oshkosh West kicked a 49-yard field goal.
Holy cow.
That's the longest high school field goal I've ever personally witnessed in my entire life.
Oh, now that's cool.
49 yards.
Wow. Now, there's a guy that could
keep an eye on him.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had a fun game. It was great to be back. I'll tell you what. People can raise money these days, that whole new complex.
Oh, yeah.
$92 million.
That's what it was?
Mm-hmm. Schools raise money.
Wow.
I can't even remember what Nina's was. But it was
That's
more
a lot
that.
Of money.
It's a lot of money. For both of us who have been involved with...
charity. I mean, we're raising $12 million now, and that's a lot of
capital
money.
Capital campaigns?
Yes.
Yeah.
And... Everything is, right? The city deck, the roller coaster. There's just a lot of, you need that. Wow, that's very, very generous.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
It's nice. I mean, it really is. It's beautiful. So.
And they get, and I always said about Preble, gave lectures there. And they turn out a really good product. Those kids there are smart. I mean, so I think it's great that, they have both. I think that's really, really important.
Yeah. And they really ran into an issue a few years ago, too, where weren't they having classes in like the lunchroom and almost like hallways and things like that?
Oh, that's no.
What?
I don't remember. I've never seen that. I think the parents complain a lot more about crowded school than the kids. But it is. It's got more students at Preble than St. Norbert has.
You know? Oh yeah.
It's just big school. Speaking of
the, I mean, it's over 2,000, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Norbert's 2,000. Speaking of building places, did you see that new stadium for soccer in Casablanca?
No.
Yeah, they just broke ground on that. I mean, soccer's huge, right? So I think that's what, 113?
Biggest sport in the world.
Well, I don't know. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We talked about that. But the biggest stadium is where?
I don't know.
Seats 132,000.
South America someplace?
No.
Nope.
You take a guess, Todd? It's a stadium.
China?
That seats 132,000 people. That's a lot of people. I mean, think about, you know, the concessions, bathrooms, and all that. That's a lot.
This one in Casablanca, I think, is that what you were talking about?
Well, that's being built. That's going to be, what, 115?
115, you're right.
Yeah, my kids have gone to Casablanca, which is just a great, great community. They just absolutely loved it over there. But you know how Johnny and I argue a little bit about sports? The biggest stadium, I'll tell you what, is built for cricket.
Here we go again.
No, it is.
In India?
Yeah.
New Delhi?
I don't know where it is.
Wow.
Okay. 132,000 they sit for cricket.
Okay. India is the big. Did you ever see the movie
Slumdog Millionaire?
Yes.
Oh, that was great.
And remember, several of the questions were all about cricket and everything. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's okay. Wow.
Anyway, so, I mean.
But do we have a big Indian population here? For cricket? Because you still say it's really popular around here. And I don't know where it is.
Yeah. There is cricket here. I don't know. You're right. I don't know if the media doesn't cover it, but it's
Vancey, get on that.
There is a Green Bay Cricket Association.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So that is there, yes.
I would like to go and watch a game.
You know what?
Literally like to go and watch a game.
Is this cricket season? Like, I don't even know what their season is. Like, is this the time now where there's tournaments?
Is it?
You don't know.
That Happy JV football day today. Today is JV football day. Kickoffs were scheduled for 5 o'clock at another 10 degrees on that new turf that they have.
Wow. It's going to be hot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. I got to tell you, though, man. You know, the game we had the other night. And it's like, you know, one of the teams was 1-8 last year, Preble, and the other team was 4-5. They're still good players.
Yeah.
They hit like crazy. They are fast. High school football is so good around. They've gotten so good. Even a team like that won't have a good record. They are tough, tough, talented kids.
Yeah. And they got good school spirit, the Preble, too. I mean, that's.
Well, it was jammed. It was great. Yeah, it was cool. You know, one thing I liked, they didn't make the, because twice, I can tell stories, three times I've been at events where somebody in the band has passed out.
Oh, yeah.
They've had their big costume or uniform on.
Yeah.
Three separate times I can tell you where I've seen somebody pass out.
Yeah, they've gone out to like a little summer dress.
They went into a, like all Hawaiian shirts and stuff
shorts,
like that. Yeah.
They let the kids wear shorts. Yeah, because boy, you put on that big old hat and whoo, that's hot. So something else I did this weekend, I was talking to Todd earlier. I, you know, we, this is an uplifting, happy show, but I went to a funeral for, you know, the guy, John Scheer. Remember him?
Yeah.
Ran the United Way.
Sure.
His maleness, worked at Bellin, big kayaker.
I didn't know
outdoors.
He passed.
Yes. Well, get this. I'm going to get his daughter. I talked to his daughter, and I want to get her on my Lean Local show, because I want to spend like an hour talking to her. But he moved to Seattle so that he could do that like assisted suicide stuff. Because he had emphysema. He smoked when he was younger.
Okay.
And his wife died, you know, which really that takes the wind out of your sails. But she told him, I mean, she gave the eulogy, right? So she got up there and talked, but she goes, it was just a beautiful thing. And, you know, the week he picked the date.
Wow.
And the week before they went to the opera, stuff he liked to do, and got people and had a like living wake thing, you know, the Wednesday before the Thursday, and people stopped in, and next day they all went to his room and sat around. He just took the cocktail and
really,
yeah, it's totally legal.
I didn't know it was legal in anyplace.
Well, Washington State. And I think, I don't know. I should look this up. I think Oregon, but Washington State for sure. But that's what he wanted to do. And he even before that, he was so excited about this journey he was going on, and as she put it. And so he got his body composted. So it's like his ashes and stuff burnt and mixed in with then they gave you after mass that you could go pick up a little bag of dirt. But I passed.
When's the fun uplifting part of the show going to start?
But what
I don't know. I give him credit.
Tell you what, and he really, they talked about it. And then his best friend got up there and talked about, you know, and what kind of guy he was. He was a great guy. I mean, I think a lot of people in Green Bay know him because, of course.
I knew him. I did lots of stuff with him.
Right. But anyway, isn't that was just very different, you know? It was just because we don't talk about that a lot. But I was telling Todd, you know, on my show, I'm going to interview the people running for state senate and assembly. I wonder what they think about Wisconsin adopting that. Would they vote for that? Yeah, I don't know. We don't have the death penalty, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which I think we should, but I can't get political.
I got to write this down. Mino has nothing to say.
But I'm sure there's battery of test. That guy was a smart guy. I mean, he's a PhD, philosophy, taught at GB. Remember that?
I know him.
I mean, he's a smart guy. Yes. Yeah, I know you know him. I'm better just for our listeners, but he was a smart guy. It wasn't like, ugh. But made the decision, picked the date. Well, actually moved the date. I was just saying, because somebody couldn't make it in that. So, okay, we'll move it out. I really don't want to, but I'll move it out another 4 days. It's like, okay. Anyway, wow. It was.
I'll give you my opinion.
Yeah.
I think it should be legal. If somebody wants to, if they make the decision, they want to do it, I think why not? Why shouldn't they be allowed to do it?
Don't we believe in natural life?
I don't want to suffer, though.
Right.
How much do we believe in natural life with all the drugs we take to stay alive?
That's true. Anyway, I am going to ask our people running for Senate, right? There's quite a few races.
If I could get some really good drugs, I'd stick around for as long. I'd ride it out.
So tell me, doctor.
Really good stuff.
Yeah. But no, you just take the cocktail. Yeah.
Wow.
But the guy was, what I liked about the whole thing, it wasn't as sad as you think it would be. He was really looking forward to it. So that was cool. But I'm like, I would just, if my dad was going to take it, I just grab it at the last
thing,
minute.
I know one thing. If I decide to do that, there'd be people that would really be looking forward to it.
We'd all take the bag afterwards, you know?
People be like, give him a double, Doc. Give him a double.
How much longer? I guess a quick break. Back after this.
When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt. I put them all behind, and it was you, woman.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a scorching Monday morning. Getting your day off to a good start here.
Just got a text in, but
yeah. You know what? I got a text here. It says, I applaud him. After watching so many loved ones suffer when there is no hope, sign me up. Mary. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take that up on that lean local. I'm going to talk to people about that. Should Wisconsin have that? I don't really get into the whole death penalty thing. I want to just keep this focused on, you know, getting the cocktail and making your decision. What test should you go through? But I was telling Todd this morning, you know, his mom died of, did your mom die of cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lung cancer.
My dad died, you know, of cancer, lung cancer as well. That's a tough thing to see.
That's what I've heard.
And, you know, that last, the only thing I tell friends of mine when they're, my dad's got cancer. The good thing about cancer, if there is it gives you time to say goodbye, which is nice because you got time to spend with them. It's not like a heart attack or car accident. But, boy, it's tough to see him like that. Tell you what. But my dad didn't have that option. I mean, he was drinking martinis. But if we would have said you want your last cocktail, I wonder what he would have said. You know what I mean? I want to be able to say.
I don't mean to laugh. There's one of my World War II guys I was interviewing him as he was on his last whatever. Okay.
Right.
And he was lying on the couch and we're doing this and he goes, I forget what his wife's name was. Martha. 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 Yeah, dear. I need some medicine. Which one? Seagram's.
Right?
Honestly,
and you're not going to say no to that, you know? It's just, anyway.
Yeah.
So, anyway, something happened.
Something to think about. You
bet. I know. It's something to think about. We're
put me down on record as saying I think it should be legal.
Do you?
I think we have to test, right? There has to be certain.
Well, sure.
Even with my mom, like I told you, Jim, they gave her 6 months. She lived 7 years.
Wow.
So if she would have just gone off what she was told,
yeah,
right? But if she got to the point at the end of her life when she didn't want to go through all the pain and suffering.
Right. That option.
I would still agree. Be there. Two or three opinions. Kind of make sure that you're in your right mind, you know, and you do your, you know what day it is and everything. But I mean, this guy just, I mean, he moved out there for that. I mean, he knew, you know, like, I got emphysema, my wife died, I'm going to go. But that's just an interesting thing. I tell you, you know, you hate to, I would never look at anything just financially. But it,
oh my God. Oh, jeez. Lord Almighty.
But you gotta,
the biggest lie. Who can top, who can top this lie this week? Who can top John, that most blatant lie I've ever heard? I never look at everything financially. I literally had somebody last week who was a big lawyer say, does the mayor look at everything financially? And I'm not kidding about that. I am not kidding about that.
But I just, you know, you spend the majority of your health care costs on the first 6 weeks and the last 6 weeks and or 8 weeks, whatever the number is. And, you know, it's not like living now. I mean, we get our physicals and all that, but it's, so it would, you got to admit that that would curb some costs, right? Because it's, I don't know. I don't, I'd have to go back and forth. We shouldn't talk politics, but are you for the death penalty?
Yes.
So, and we talked about that. And we don't have that in Wisconsin, so I doubt they would go.
Anybody's ever had somebody murdered in their family, I think will, it's pretty tough for them not to be. I'm just saying, just on a personal level.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, I want to. So that lean local, I want to talk to somebody about that. I want to talk to these and ask these people who are running for assembly and state senate, you know, would you support that here? And I'm interested if they would ever come to that, because it could be okay to have that as an option. Not,
I think so. You know, I mean, it's your own body. Why can't you do that?
Yeah.
You know anyway, what I mean? I don't know. Well, whatever.
I'm happier.
Okay. All right. Hey, everybody.
Welcome.
It's going to be a warm one today. Got a big show coming up for you. It is 75 degrees already in Green Bay, 77 in Appleton, 78 in Oshkosh. We're going to talk with Brittany here in just a little bit about how high it's going to go. Cherry popsicle day. Boy, that brings back memories of
I wonder
great
why,
days.
Do they all got their own day, orange root beer?
I don't know.
But cherry's got their own day.
It does.
Remember, there's always a great sense of achievement if you took it and you cracked it on the corner of the thing, so you got two perfectly.
Yeah, that was the best part.
That was the best.
Biting off the edge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Toilet paper day. All right. I mean, say what you want, but this town wouldn't exist if it wasn't for it.
Right. I mean, really. I mean, it is the jobs, the snowmobiles, the cottages. Just it's been a good job too.
Think how much
toilet paper has been Fort Howard.
How would you? You're a sales guy. Mm-hmm. You've sold a little bit of everything. Did you sell paper?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How would you like to be the guy that in the early 1960s went to the Pentagon and said, listen, we're going to come up with something where guys can carry their toilet paper in a small pack and they can just put it within the headband of their helmets or in their pocket or in their K-rations, C-rations. Mm-hmm. How would it be if you went back to the boss and said, I've got that contract? Yeah. Because when I was at my buddy's house there, Ronnie Umentum, he's got almost like a museum, really cool, that is completely 100% authentic with what he wore in Vietnam, and he had the toilet paper pack in that band of his thing, and it says right on there, made in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's cool.
No.
Wow.
How's that for a contract?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to use much toilet paper. They didn't allow them much.
Well, they didn't give them. They could have used it. They didn't give them much. Yeah,
they rationed that out.
Yes, that would actually be in the scene. Well, I was watching one movie, and a guy had a connection. This was with the British, and they were putting C rations together or K rations, which are for them.
Yeah.
And their candy bars were the ones they were going to put in to the thing. And, I mean, you think about that.
Yeah.
What a built-in, amazing contract you've got with stuff like that.
Wasn't that how Wrigley's really got on the map?
With their gum?
Yeah.
I don't know. Was it giving it to soldiers, putting it in
the government contract?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
I know there were big fights over, I guess people were really paid off which cigarette brands.
Oh, man.
We're going to
Can
go
you
into
imagine
the K rations.
Profit in that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, the military, that's, or the government, that's the biggest industry.
That's the biggest contract you could get.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'd love to know who that is. That'd be interesting. Somebody in Green Bay made millions of dollars for that contract.
Wow.
Today's also Dog Day.
Nice.
Okay.
Every day's dog.
How does Milton handle this weather? I mean, when you take him out running.
Yeah, no.
No.
Oh, running. He didn't go. No. Okay. We took him to the park, but no, it's too hot. We don't take him. We take him early in the morning.
All right.
No.
Women's Equality Day. All
right. That was 19. Right.
That was 73 or something like that?
No.
Yeah.
Well, no, but they got voting today. Right. 1920. That was a long time ago.
Suffrage?
No. They got the right to vote.
Isn't that what suffrage was? What was suffrage?
Wasn't suffrage that they were kind of repressed?
So the Equality Day went into effect August 26, 1971 is when they made the law. And I think the first one was passed in 1973.
Okay.
Okay, but all right.
And that was equal pay, that type of stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
But the suffrage thing was when they got the right to vote.
Right. And that was in 1920.
Oh, okay.
Same date, August 26th.
There you go.
All right.
I am right. Woman, hear me roar. And numbers too big to ignore.
I mean, when you're a producer of a show and somebody starts singing,
you
look up the song.
You do.
Damn right.
That's what I was afraid
Helen
of.
Helen Reddy, October 1972, baby. Birthdays, Macaulay Culkin, 44.
Wow.
Boy, that makes you look
That makes you feel old.
Melissa McCarthy, 54.
She's funny.
She's phenomenal. Chris Pine is 44. Who's he?
So he's the son of Richard Pine, who was on Chips. He was the captain.
Oh, okay.
He looks just like his dad.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So that was John.
No,
Ponch and John.
Yeah. No, that was the captain, their leader.
Oh, the captain. Okay, yeah. Okay. You got it. John Mulaney is 42. He's a funny guy.
Oh, my God.
He's a funny guy.
Hilarious. That guy is a funny guy. He Chicago guy, or actually Northern Illinois guy. He's funny.
Had issues and bounced back.
It's all right.
Brittany's going to be joining us. Talk about the weather ahead. Chandra Johnson, former Green Bay. We got a full house. From here on out, we got good people.
So, we got good news.
Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If and I come back even stronger. Not a novice any longer.
Everybody, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom born from pain. Oh, yes, I paid the price, but look how much I've gained. If I have to, anything, strong,
I am invincible,
Brittany. How's that, Brittany?
That was fantastic.
Yeah. Happy Women's Equity Day.
What do you think of that song, Brittany? Did you guys like it? Huh?
She wasn't around when that song came out. 1972? No. But wait, Brittany, I got to do a quick health update for Todd.
Okay.
Give me 1 second here. I'm always looking out for, because we always talk about ourselves, and I always look out for Todd.
Yeah.
This is the best news I've ever seen regarding him for his life. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
When it comes to alcoholic drinks with health benefits, it's usually red wine that gets all the attention. But what about the health benefits of beer? Humans have been drinking beer in some form since the Stone Age. Can't be all bad for us, right? Some research has now shown that moderate beer drinking can improve heart health, specifically by boosting the good cholesterol in the blood, explains Destiny Moody, RD, the founder of The Athlete's Dietitian and an expert on the panel of Garage Beer Reviews. Moderate beer consumption, by the way, is defined as one beer a day for women and two beers a day for men.
Wow, I got to get going then.
This is a good day for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Got a lot of catching up to do.
That spotted cow fridge in the basement needs to be emptied out.
Exactly. So there you go. You a beer drinker, Brittany?
I am, actually, yes.
Excellent. What kind?
I like craft beer.
Yeah.
Try it all. IPAs. I'll even do a sour. What about you guys?
Well, Jim doesn't drink beer. And we had a guy on here from a craft brewery the other day, Petskull in Manitowoc. And I told him, I said, I got to be honest with you. I had the worst beer I've ever had in my entire life at your place. And he goes, what was that? And this honest guy, true, there was peanut butter and jelly beer. He goes, what the hell did you order that for? But I just thought, I want to try that. So I'll taste a beer at one of those places, then I'll completely forget what it was, and I'll go to some other place, and I'll try it. Well, it was kind of dark, but not real dark. It was kind of whatever. And so I never know what beers I'm drinking when I go to those different places.
No, you never do.
No.
We keep Spotted Cow on inventory.
Well, I don't think anybody doesn't. Like, right. If you have people stopping over. Right.
That's what we have.
Nobody's going to say, I don't like Spotted Cow.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's like, I mean, it's not the best beer. It's not like, right, isn't Heineken or some, I don't know. That's what we have. People, nobody's ever said, I'll pass. Uh-uh. So that's.
I'm getting into the Corona Premier. It's only 2 carbs and 90 calories, but it still tastes good.
Does it not taste a little skunky?
No.
Okay, because I had a Corona and it was pretty skunky, even with the lime.
A regular Corona can, but this one doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your light Spam and light Corona, perfect.
Absolutely. That's what I had for lunch. Actually, you know what? Okay, can I just tell you really quick thing?
Wait, I read something.
About how good Spam was for you?
No, yeah, and I was thinking about you when I read it because... Okay, go ahead.
Can I tell you what I had? So a slice of cheddar cheese. Brittany, you listening? Slice of cheddar cheese, okay? Then a slice of Spam, then a slice of cheddar cheese on top of that. You melt it a little bit. You take it out. You put a dollop of mayonnaise on it and an olive. Oh. It's the greatest snack you'll ever have.
I cannot believe that's healthy, John.
It is.
I just can't believe that is healthy. Spam, which is lard and pork. Then cheese, which is it processed cheese? Probably.
It's a hunk.
Cheddar.
Is it in the...
I bought it from the market right next door here.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Gray's cheese.
All right, that's good. I didn't know if you had the stuff that was out of the...
Like Velveeta.
Yeah. No, okay.
Yeah.
And then mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise and an olive. If I ever have a party, I'm going to serve those as that hors d'oeuvres.
Real classy.
Yeah.
Real classy.
Yeah. Look how much is left over, honey.
You'd be surprised.
I guess they must have eaten before they got here.
If I'm invited to your Christmas party, I will bring that. That would be my...
That's an easy decision.
My contribution. Brittany, what is going on?
Yeah, Brittany, turn it down.
Come on.
For real. I feel like we're all going to be drinking that Corona Premier that you're talking about because of the weather today.
Soon.
It's going to be... like a beach out there. Whew, sizzling.
When I walked in, I said, it's been, 14, 15 months doing this show, and that's the warmest I've ever felt walking in downtown Green Bay. And that was at 5:45 this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that wild? We're already in the low 70s right now.
Yeah, and humid.
The humid is what, the humidity, I think, is what is getting people. So, yeah, it's, it's first day of school, and I kind of feel bad for some of those kids because it's going to be hot.
You know, at least kids are allowed to wear shorts and stuff these days. In my day, we had to wear leather shoes and dress pants and a dress shirt every day.
Yeah, I don't think we could wear shorts. We had uniforms, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we didn't have uniforms. But for Catholic school, you had to wear leather shoes and the whole thing.
Mm.
Although we didn't have many hot days up there. So that wasn't too bad. Brittany, is this unprecedented?
Yes, this is pretty rare, especially for this time of year. And then you think about how we're going to be hitting the low 90s with the dew points going into the mid 70s for a heat advisory to be going out this afternoon. It's going to be feeling triple digits. So definitely anywhere from 100 degrees to 105 is what our bodies are going to be going through today.
Yeah.
That is something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got a text here. Thank you, Brittany, for the hot weather. I'm not complaining. Terry.
Yeah, some. Oh, that's I know who that's.
Does he have a pool? Does he have a backyard pool?
She?
Yeah. She have a backyard pool?
I don't think it's a woman.
No?
Nope.
Oh, because my secretary at City Hall loves, it couldn't be hot enough for her. Always, and I'm like, how can you handle it? She just loved it. Love hot. But anyway, okay, that's a different Terry. All right. Yeah, it's, I think it's too hot, I don't know.
I mean, this is dangerous hot. Isn't it, Brittany?
It is. Yeah, and it could sneak up on you so fast. Just heat exhaustion in itself. You stop sweating completely. You start to get dizzy, confused. And then all of a sudden, you could be near heat exhaustion, which you could pass out. You don't want any of those things. And it just happens so fast. So staying hydrated today is definitely top of priority, top of list, especially if your kids are out, you're sending them off to school. I'd give them so many water bottles today.
Great point.
I have. A 3-hour class teach today, so we're just going to be in air conditioning. No recess. Not that we have recess in college. We're not going to go outside. It's
about
too hot.
This kind of stuff. It almost seems like we talk about, even though we're Northeast Wisconsin, first day of a snowstorm, there'll be 14 cars in the ditch. It's like, do you not learn, But at least with this, it seems like people around here, this scares them a little bit. Heat does.
True.
They're not afraid of the bad slippery roads, but the heat is, woo.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, and then Brittany, I was looking at the news, but this weather's crazy again in this country, right? I mean,
oh yeah,
what's going on in Alaska?
Well, did you see where a polar bear ate a guy? Did you see that?
No,
a polar bear ate a guy in northern Canada. like on this island up the northernmost post of Canada, and it, polar bear, and they said because of they're losing a lot of their food supply because of the weather. It's not as cold up there for some reason. I don't know what they eat generally. I think seals, and maybe the seals have moved further north or something. But they think that's one of the reasons the polar bear ate this guy.
I believe it.
And he was a worker, like a government worker. Oh, true story.
Even better.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're vicious.
I know.
Polar bears. Oof.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking of like Alaska. That what they had some terrible weather. Ketchikan, right? A little northern.
Okay, I didn't see
southern
it.
Part, and then. Kansas City, didn't they have, was that, where were the winds too? Flipped the plane over? And then Grand Canyon had that unbelievable water, you know, a lady got swept away.
I saw that.
It's just crazy, this extreme weather.
Everything's extreme,
yeah. It isn't just like, okay, it's 85, okay. But, well, yeah, just even Chicago's going to be in triple digits too today. They're going to, it's going to be very hot down there.
You know what scares me about this kind of weather, to be honest with you? No lie. What? Some of those kind of fires like they have out west.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The odds of, I mean, think of some areas around here. They could just take off and just go.
And you know, when, I don't.
What?
We spend a tremendous amount of money on fire protection in the United States. It's unbelievable. And then they have these fires and it's like, you know, they've been at it for a couple of days. It's 3%.
Yeah,
it's like, what?
You think somebody would come up with something from the sky.
It. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or something. I mean, I know they have those big planes that drop stuff, but. Doesn't seem to do a lot of good.
I agree that you could do a perimeter and say this is as far as it's going to get.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You can't build a mountain. But I don't know. I agree. I just think, wow, it's...
I'll tell you what.
Those things are vicious, though. They jump. You know, they dig these moats and they jump. I know those don't work.
Well, because it's so windy, it just blows right across.
Right.
I would never be a smoke jumper. One of those guys that parachutes in by those things. Man, does that seem like the toughest job in the world, doesn't it? The most dangerous job?
To fly into a fire?
Yeah.
I mean, to parachute into a fire?
Yeah.
I'd like to be one of those planes that just drop that stuff.
Drops the water.
Because you're always on TV. And, yeah. It'd be cool.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, okay. Did you ever hear the wife's tale? Did you ever hear the wife's tale of the plane that was scooping stuff from that area off of, like, the coast of California, Northern California?
Scooping what?
Water
from the,
oh, yeah,
from
yeah,
the
yeah,
ocean.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
And then when the thing was out and they went through it, they found a scuba diver in a tree.
No, come on.
That did not. Where do you got to read?
I read that.
TikTok or whatever you read.
No, I read that. Not. That he got scooped up with the water.
I got two newspapers.
And they dropped him. I'm not even kidding. Ooh. That could happen.
Did he live?
No, he didn't live. He's in a tree.
I don't believe that.
Well,
that
could have happened.
Anyway, so
Todd,
I looked it up.
Okay.
No.
I looked it up.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Todd?
According to a legend, a scuba diver was picked up by a Bambi bucket by a helicopter gathering water to fight a nearby forest fire. When the water was emptied over the treetops, the diver fell to his death.
Thank you.
Wait, wow. Well, hold on. Now, true or false, according to Google, false.
Well, you can't trust Google.
What do they know?
But can you imagine, it's like, what's the worst thing that ever happened to you? Yeah. Well, I was swimming one day.
It's unbelievable. You're not going to believe this.
I can't believe this.
Wow.
I could see it happening to me, and me surviving, and me telling that story, and everybody saying, bull. Yeah. BS.
Like most of your stories. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Brittany, how long are we in this?
Okay, so we're definitely going to be here today. We're still warm tomorrow, about 90 degrees. A little bit less of a dew point as the front moves in. But we've got some actually severe weather overnight tonight and early tomorrow morning, where we're in a slight risk at the moment. And it looks like the storm is just going to move through overnight and bow echo out. So we could see some vicious winds within that.
I mean, and rain?
Go up to about 75 miles per hour. Whoa. Rainfall totals look around 1 to 2 inches
in
the storm.
No, it's 75?
Yeah.
That plane that got out, besides plane that got flipped over, was, I think, 60.
75?
Wow.
Okay.
That's
windy.
So,
hunker
we're
going to
have some strong storms overnight. Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable.
Think about it. With all of this heat, all that humidity, you know something's going to happen.
Do you do anything, Brittany, or do you just kind of hunker down during this kind of weather? Because I might go for a real short walk just around town here just to, you know, since I put on about 7 pounds over the weekend.
So you're going to go out while it's storming? You're going to go walking? Is that what you're
saying? No, beforehand. Way I get a good sweat, a good gleam, good glisten. I like having that.
Ooh, perfect.
Yeah.
I am not going to do that. I'm going to sit in the AC. I hate this humidity. So, no, not for me today.
All right. Well, Brittany, it's always a pleasure having you on. And this is the stuff you were trained to do, learn about all this crazy stuff, huh?
Yeah.
But we got some bad weather coming up. We got to keep an eye on it. Right?
All right.
That's what you're saying? All right.
Give us a word of advice, Brittany.
Oh, goodness. AC and phone on so you can get emergency alerts.
There you go.
Good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Brittany Merlot, thank you so very much for joining us.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Take care.
You too.
Yeah,
wow, 75 miles. Wow.
That's
incredible.
Like, what is a category one start at 90? I mean, it's...
I don't know. Pretty close, though.
Yeah.
I would think.
Wow.
Wow, 75 miles an hour is going to be crazy.
Yeah. It has a little bit to do with the wind. Did you follow that that Bill Gates guy in the UK, that super rich guy that was on his 184-foot yacht?
Oh, and overturned?
Yeah.
And those people died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You following that at all?
Well, now we're talking manslaughter charges?
Totally. Okay, you know who survived?
Who?
The captain and crew.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think 11 of them survived.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Wow. What caused it? Did they say?
Well, it was just this freak weather, you know,
okay.
Like the wind, like in these storms, I don't think about weather, but I should ask Brittany this, but it just, all of a sudden it can like just come straight down the weather. And that's what but there were some smaller yachts there that didn't capsize.
Yeah. This was like, huge.
Yeah. I mean, 184 feet. That's unbelievable. But it has the tallest mast, I think, in the world.
Wow. And but, that went down.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So anyway, they're going to look into that one.
Well, they do have those rogue waves.
Well, that's what
Lake Superior has those.
Unbelievably freaky waves that come out of nowhere. They thought it was those little, like, I don't know, like not tornadoes. Are those water spouts?
Downspouts?
Yeah, that's what they thought. It's downspouts.
Yeah, it is.
Sprouts.
Sprouts.
Sprouts. Right?
Water spouts.
Water spouts. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, downspouts is what you bring in your house.
They got them in oceans, too. All right. We got to take a quick break. We got a very special guest. We got a full lineup of guests, folks. Stay with us. Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Welcome back. Todd, I love this song. I've always loved this song.
Yeah, why are we playing this? This is a great song.
It's a great song.
That's why.
Oh, because it's a great song.
It's a great song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Usually it's
sometimes
ties
I.
To.
Yeah, I know. You normally has a theme.
Right.
Sometimes yeah. I just, it's yeah. a, if it's a great song, I just go with it.
That is a great song.
Hey.
All right.
Love it. Good work, Todd. Todd is the greatest producer in American history. We've got Chandra Johnson and Harry Boyce coming up in just a few minutes from Team 1848. They do an amazing job with young basketball players, and not only on the court, but helping them off the court as well. We've got Lana Young, one of our favorite small business owners of the year.
Right.
Wouldn't you say?
Oh, man. She's great. And she works hard. She is an entrepreneur's entrepreneur.
I know you actually took some of the things she said. When we always talk to these people about, you know, give some keys for other people. I know you've taken some of the things she said that day and you've passed them on to other people.
Oh, yeah.
That have been in here.
Yeah, she could guest speak, but she's very busy. She's all in on that
yeah,
place.
From
that's going to be fun to talk to her.
She's awesome. Jen Giel is going to be here. Mm-hmm. Jen is a friend of ours. Talk about Operation Song is coming up again very soon with the Nashville Stars, creating songs for area veterans, which is a really cool event. That's come up at Epic down the road. Also, talk a little bit about the golf tournament we got coming up here. Not ours, but...
No, actually, LinkRx is putting on a golf classic that helps support the group Naranon. And Janice Hirth is coming in later on this morning to talk a little bit about the golf outing and what they do to help with drug overdoses and stuff like that.
That's a big week coming up for, I mean, there's...
And then we've got our last one, but not the least.
Oh, no.
Introduce this guy.
Yeah, Mayor Justin Nichols. He's mayor of Manitowoc and just a young guy when he got elected. And that was, 8 years ago? Probably more than that, 9 years ago. And he's just got it going on in Manitowoc. Things are going really well. He's going to come in and talk to us about why we've had new businesses on, the redevelopment of the downtown, the redevelopment of the waterfront, some of the stuff they did taking down that huge building in was that Washington Street in Manitowoc, that mural building.
Oh, the mural building. That's all you have to say is the mural building.
Well, I guess the mural building. But you know what that's going to be redeveloped, and they have a lot going on there. I know they're struggling a little bit with their school right now, but you know, the superintendent, but anyway, they'll get that fixed.
You know what I think is the coolest thing? Manitowoc during the Christmas season when they all have the aluminum trees, the businesses.
Yeah, they were made there. Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, they
are they still?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they have that big.
Because there's still an aluminum plant there, isn't there?
Well, I don't, by Roncalli?
Aluminum? I'm thinking more downtownish. Nope. Outskirts, south side. Thought there was.
I will ask him. He will know. But they've got into some other industries.
Absolutely.
It'd be interesting to talk to him about that. But yeah, he's a great guy. It's gonna be fun to talk to him.
So what a lineup we've got there.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Great. Can't wait. One other thing about you were talking about the Packers, the guys being cut, you know, those kind of things. Oh. I will say this. That was the worst day for us in the media because it was so cold-blooded. We would line up. We would go in the Packer parking lot at probably 7 o'clock. And whoever came out the side door meant they were cut.
Oh, that is cold.
Yeah.
That is cold. Wow.
And here we all were. You felt like a vulture.
Yeah.
We're all there with the cameras, you know, because, yeah, everybody else would be in the team meetings. So if you came out, it meant you were cut. That was tough.
Yeah. Do they
hated that?
Do they? Because tomorrow they have to be down to what 52 or whatever. What's the number?
53
by noon.
Is that what it is? I think so.
Whatever. Yeah. Do they cut them all tomorrow? Or are they calling people today?
Today.
Okay.
And they do it. They do it. You know, I remember when Ryan Longwell was his rookie year trying out for the Packers, and I forget who the other kicker was, the incumbent, and he came on my radio show. We used to do a show on Saturday nights at like 10:30, so they had the last exhibition game, and then. He would come over at the 50-yard line and do the show, okay, TV show. And we'd give a sausage football for being, for appearing on the guest, you know, from one of the big. he sat at the Midway Motel all day the next day and borrowed a knife from the kitchen and just ate that with crackers. It's like, so he didn't want to buy a meal. Just like, well, I got to leave town. I don't want to spend any more money. He ate that sausage football. That's what he lived on. But here's the deal. They don't get a call telling them they made the team.
So
if they don't get a call, you show up.
Oh,
isn't that bizarre? Man. Yeah.
Now that's because that would really be fun to make the calls to
and
tell
say,
them
hey,
they made
congratulations.
The team. You know, that would be a cool job.
They didn't do that.
Really? Wow.
And then another one, I remember, Bryce Pop became a great high school football coach here in town. Mm-hmm. And another guy, really good guy, his name was Lester Archambault. Played defensive end for the Packers from Stanford. Really good guy. Well, they were roommates in camp at the...
St. Norbert?
I don't know if it was still St. Norbert because usually they'd break camp a little earlier because school were coming. Wherever they were, okay?
Yeah.
That morning of the cuts, they're sitting there, just sitting on their bed talking.
Oh, man. It's like, is it for
and
you
they
or
looked
me?
At each other. You want to get it? No.
No.
Do you? No. And they're like, man, you gave your best. Like... Well, you gave your best, too.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe it's both of us.
Oh.
We gave it everything we had. Housekeeping!
Wow.
Honest to God, true story.
And they both made the team.
And they both made the team.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I just, you know, I guess there's no good way to do this, right?
Well.
But just, you look at all 32
I think they do
teams.
I think now they text the guy pretty much and say, hey, you know, over the time, so in my day, as I always like to say, it was one morning, and that was it. It was that morning when all the cuts were made.
Okay.
And the guys couldn't, you know, now, you know, somebody, maybe last night, somebody went and turned in their playbook or their whatever. Yeah. And, you know, it's just like you at the banquet. I can't, that's one of the most heartbreaking stories. What you told me at the Welcome Back Packers banquet at your table.
Yeah, I mean, that was weird because
as we're laughing about what a tragic day it was. But still, this was like, wow, poor kid.
That morning they had practice and then they have the welcome back luncheon and they have to go to that because they need, they sell 100 tables. So they need 100, you know, special people. And, you know, they have the GM and some strength coaches and all the coaches, but they need all the players to show up. And yeah, the guy that we sat with, he got cut that morning. And I just like, how did you
after lunch.
Right. How did you like Green Bay for those 2 weeks? Yeah. I mean, just, what do you talk about? But he was actually, he was like, look, I'll see what's going to happen. I forgot his name. And anyway, it's just tough because it's what could have been. Now, I know that even our coach said that they may have opportunities on other teams.
Oh, no question. No
There's
question.
A lot of that going on.
It's not
on.
Totally over yet.
Right, right.
Unless you're an older guy with history of injuries. At that point, it's kind of maybe in the middle of the season if they're a bit more desperate, but they go for the young, healthy bodies.
Break, I got to ask you about somebody. So.
Okay. All right. All right. When we come back, Chandra Johnson, Harry Boyce joining us. We're talking hoops for kids. Back after this.
A big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.